Pig breeds. Smaller pig variations. Mini pigs. Micro/teacup/pocket pigs do not exist. Mini pigs are not a breed, it is a classification, and they are mini in comparison to their cousins the farm hog, who can grow to be 600 to 1,200 pounds. Please also understand that although these breeds used to be very specific, in our current times and situation almost all breeding is mixture of one or even a few of these breeds. It is very rare to find a purebred individual these days except in Potbellies and Kun Kun. Use these breeds as a guide and educational tool, not a definitive answer for determining what you may have gotten as a pet. Vietnamese Potbelly. Potbelly pigs have a short to medium snout that is wrinkled. They have small erect ears and large jowls in proportion to the head. They have a short neck, pronounced potbelly, sway back and straight tail, with a switch at the end. They are typically less than 18 inches in height and weigh 60 pounds and up. They originally came in colors of black or white or a black/white combination. The potbelly has been a long-time favorite because of its appearance and easy disposition. Please see http://www.merckmanuals.com/vet/exotic_and_laboratory_animals/potbellied_pigs/overview_of_potbellied_pigs/overview_of_potbellied_pigs.html. Picture. Vietnamese potbelly. Kun Kun, these pigs have not been in the U.S. long. There are only two reported imports that came from New Zealand in 1995. One of the most distinctive features of the Kun Kun are their tassels or wattles hanging from their lower jaw. They are approximately 4 centimeters long. They have a short and turned up snout. Their ears are pricked or semi-lobed. Their legs are short and their bodies are short and round. They have a very pleasant and placid personality. Their weight is typically up to 300 pounds. Females are up to 250. Their color range includes black, black/white, white, gold, tan and brown. They can also have patches or spots. Please see http://www.americancunacunpigregistry.com/breed-standard. Picture. Kun Kun. Juliana or Painted Mini, mixed breed. This breed is a debatable one. Some say there are no purebred Juliana pigs left, some say it is not a breed to begin with. There is a registry for these pigs, but that doesn't mean that you are getting a better pig. These variants of miniature pigs trace their ancestry back to Europe and was developed through a selective breeding program to enhance its smaller size, temperament, and intelligence. They are reported to be the cross of several different breeds. They were imported to the U.S. They have small to medium ears, a slight pot belly, short hair, sway back and short straight tail. They have a very gentle disposition and love to play. Their height is between 13 to 18 inches and they typically weigh 50 pounds and up. They are only very slightly smaller than a potbelly. Note, the Juliana registry lists a weight for this breed that we do not agree with. Although this mixed breed does tend to remain small, they should not be anywhere near 30 pounds full grown. Asterisk photo credit Franklin of www.petpigspa.com. Please see http://www.julianapig.com/breedstandard.html. Picture. Juliana. Pygmy hog, Porcula salvania. There seems to be a lot of confusion surrounding this breed of pigs. We believe this is due to the term Guinea being thrown around a lot and it also being part of different breed titles. This breed is almost all but extinct. Please do not confuse it with the more current American Guinea hog, which is a larger hog originally designed for meat production but fell out of favor with breeders because it was too small for production purposes. You can find more info on American Guinea hogs here. These pigs are on the critically endangered list, which originated from Nepal, India, and Bhutan but now only found in Assam. The current population is fewer than 150 individuals worldwide. There are recent conservation efforts going on but they still remain on the endangered list. They are anywhere from 15 to 30 pounds and only live about 8 years. Their skin is dark brown/black and the hair is typically dark. The piglets are born grayish/pink but becoming brown with yellowish stripes. Their gestation period is 100 days. New analysis of a large section of mitochondrial DNA supports the original classification of the pygmy hog as a unique genus. They are named after the forest in which they were found. Asterisk photo credit Jean Paul Ferrero of Oscape International. Please see http://www.aarchive.org/pygmy-hog/porcula-salvania. http://www.rosamondgifford.zoo.org/assets/uploads/animals/pdf/west-african-guinea-hog.pdf. http://en.wikipedia.org/wiki/pygmy_hog. Picture. African pygmy. Osaba pig. These are classified as feral pigs. A feral pig is defined as stock that is wild and untamed, uncultivated, and born in the wild and/or in a wild state after escaping from captivity. They are known to have been running wild for nearly 500 years with no introduction of domestic or other outside blood. They were brought for food by the colonists who settled in Georgia, possibly by the Spanish. There is, however, thought to be origins from the Canary Islands. The original breed is on the critical conservatory list. On the mainland of the U.S. they have since been crossed with many domestic breeds. However, the strain is thought to have remained pure off the Georgia coast on Osaba Island. Osaba pigs have long snouts, heavy coats, and pricked ears. They have excellent temperaments, are lively and extremely intelligent due to their wild heritage. They are very friendly and easy to train and usually bond well with all members of the family, including other pets. It is reported that they will live 15 years or more. Although insular dwarfism allows the hogs to stay small on the island from 40 to 90 pounds, we are told that in captivity on the mainland they will easily reach 200 pounds. Their height is between 14 to 20 inches and their typical weight is between 200 to 300 pounds. Their colors are solids, including gray, blue, and red. Spotted include black/white. Stripped includes red/black and calico, black/white/red. A solid white is rare. Please see http://www.livestockconservancy.org/index.php/heritage/internal/osaba. Picture. Osaba. Yucatan pig. These pigs originated in Mexico and Central America. They have straight backs and no pot belly, short snouts, sparse coats, and medium-sized ears. They are slate gray to black in color and are usually very gentle. They are often used in laboratories since their skin, cardiac and other systems very closely resemble those of humans. The larger types have males weighing up to 210 pounds and females up to 180. The laboratories have bred for the smaller type and have produced the miniatures which weigh approximately 100 pounds, with heights of 16 to 24 inches. Please see http://www.sinclairbioresources.com/products/yucatan.aspx. Picture. Yucatan. Laboratory bred miniature pigs. There are many breeds that have been created for laboratory use only. As cruel as this may sound, it is a very real reality. There is a lot of misconceptions out there that a few of these miniature pig variations have made it into the public's hands. There is no evidence of that at this time. These animals are bred under very controlled conditions or are raised specifically to be laboratory animals only. Laboratories breed these pigs under lock and key. They tend to give the breed the name of the laboratory in which they were created, or were originally derived from. There are numerous different laboratory breeds that were developed for very specific studies in the biomedical field. The amount of different breeds created is actually staggering. We will only list the most prominent few here in the U.S. The reason that pigs are developed and tested in laboratories, although we may never agree with it, is because the anatomical and systemic properties of the pig are very closely related to that of humans, especially that of the cardiovascular system. We have relied on pigs for artificial heart valves, artificial kidney, liver, pancreas, and intestines, dental enhancements and other major medical treatments for years now. Some of the breeds that play major roles in the biomedical research field, within the U.S. only, are as follows: Hanford, Yucatan Micro, Sinclair, and Göttingen. Those are listed from largest to smallest in size. There is a lot of information out there on these specific breeds and what each is specifically used for, in different studies. However, we will not go into major detail about them in this article, in an attempt to not confuse the general public. Again, as of current, 2015, there is no evidence that these pig breeds, specifically bred for the laboratory, have made it into the mainstream mixes of mini pig strains. If you are interested in these variations, please visit the website listed below as a launching point. Please see http://vet.sagepub.com/content/49/2/344.full. Picture. The Göttingen Mini Pig. Commercial Swine Breeds. There are about 70 breeds of commercial swine all over the US and worldwide. Each is produced for a very specific production need. Some are better breeders, have better meat, are easier to keep, have better personalities, are great in the show pen, and some fit even more specific niches in the farming community. It is very important to understand that all our mini pig varieties came from these larger counterparts at one point. They have been crossed and bred down for years to produce some of the miniature and docile breeds we now recognize. Although important and a good basic understanding of the commercial pig breeds should be obtained, it is too much for us to explore almost 70 breeds of swine on a dedicated miniature pet pig website. We encourage you to visit the site referenced below to further your understanding and explore all these larger breeds. They are very interesting, and I am sure you will find the site very useful. When you have the time to sit down and explore, please visit this website. Please see www.nc.okstate.edu/breeds/swine. http://www.thepigsite.com/info/swinebreeds.php